Good morning, good morning. It's very early. My God, am I up early this morning? I'm on my way home on the aeroplane from Sydney. I've been in the Blue Mountains. I've never been to the Blue Mountains before. And it's a very cute little place. I had the best time. I went for International Women's Day and did the most amazing event with some fucking cool chicks, like really cool chicks. And we were in the up in the Blue Mountains, we drove up, and the weather wasn't great, but I quite liked it. It had this mysterious, so foggy. And we were driving, and I said to Kelly, who was driving, Jesus, can you even see where you're going? And she's like, oh yeah, it's fine. It's like this all the time. And she calls it mizzle, which is a cross between, It is a cross between mist and drizzle. There we go. Mist and drizzle. Mizzle. I think she made that up. I've never heard it before, but I really liked it. So we drove around in the mizzle and we went to the Fairmont Resort. It was apparently a golf resort. I don't care about golf, but the resort's cool. And we had this beautiful event. We had like 150 chicks there and we did this really cool event and it was so great. And I had my friend and my naturopath, Susan, one person, friend and naturopath, Susan Hunter, amazing. And she did a health workshop and she was awesome. And I'm like, you know, I'm so into people being proactive about their health. Like, it just makes me really happy. And so I'm like, she was doing this really cool shit because I bang on about how we've got to look after ourselves and we've got to prioritize our nutrients and make sure we're taking supplements and we're getting data on our bodies. But I don't really know what I'm talking about. Like, I'm just passionate about it, but I'm not knowledgeable. Susan fucking knows. She's got all the certificates and she talks about methylfolate pathways and fucking words like that I don't even know what that means, but she's so clever. And so she was there talking to all these women about how, and I really liked what she said because she was like, the problem with health is that we try and do everything all at once. You know, like we go, right, I'm going to be healthy and everything's going to happen. And we're going to eat celery and go to the gym and drink water and go to bed early. And it's like, no, you fucking not. Like, you just won't. So just pick one thing. Like, are you focused on your gut health, or are you focused on flexibility, or are you focused on speeding up your metabolism, or are you focused on just remembering to take bloody vitamins every day? Like, that in itself is an achievement. If I remember to take my vitamins, I'm like fucking giving myself a star on my sticker chart. I do have a sticker chart. I like a sticker chart. And it's like, give yourself a star, man. You remembered to take your fish oil. Your brain is now lubed and it's going to be better. Like, that's a win. That's like, win-win. So anyway, I need to shout out to Caroline. I met Caroline. I met lots of gorgeous women. I met so many beautiful women. And some of you already listen. Caroline already listens to my podcast. And Megan was there. I met Megan. She's very cool. And Megan and I have been friends on Instagram. And so I bought her a planner all the way from New Zealand to the Blue Mountains. And I just had the coolest time. So it's been an amazing weekend. Anyway. So at the airport, super early, ready to go. We're just about to head to the airport because it's fucking early. And just spend a whole day in the plane today. That's my job. And that's okay. I really like it. I leave at I leave Sydney at 10 o'clock in the morning and I don't get home until 9 o'clock at night because I've got to fly two flights, Sydney, Auckland, Auckland, Palmerston. But I'll get lots of time on the plane to do lots of work, and I work so well when I'm traveling because I'm really focused. I'm sitting on a plane with nothing to do and I'll do lots of writing. Oh, I'm so proud of myself. I'm on day 8 of my Substack challenge. If you haven't joined, you should pop over. And I've written 8 of the articles. 8, like I've done 10 steps to happiness and we're 8 ways through on all the things you need to be your very most happiest self. And I think being happy is our job. So I'm pretty excited about that. So I've been doing lots of writing and I'll be doing lots more writing today. The rest of the week is a lot of mentoring. I've got a lot of mentoring at the moment. And it's funny, someone said to me yesterday, do you do business mentoring or life mentoring? I said, well, it's one big fucking schmozzle generally, I find, because it's all very well to go, I want business mentoring. But if your life's not working, there's no point talking about your business. So I really like people who want to personally grow, who want to sort of step into their soul self, who want to be who they came here to be, who want to create amazing businesses, get out of their own way. Like, it's just a big mix. It's a big mix of all of it. Sometimes I help people who want to be speakers to get better at speaking. Sometimes I help people who want to get clear around what they want out of their business. Sometimes I help people who just want, don't know what they want to do with their fucking lives. Like, that's a whole scene, isn't it? And I love it. So anyway, that's a lot of this week. I shall be at home doing lots of mentoring. And then Tuesday night, I'm excited. We've got our first live for the Energy Club. So if you're an Energy Club, we're having our first live. We're going to do this quarterly going forward. And every quarter, we're going to have a Q&A. So you get to come along and ask questions about energy, things that are really kind of things you want to know personally. We get to have a chat. Everyone can join in. You don't have to chat if you don't want to, but it's just an opportunity to riff and talk about energy and what the challenges are at the moment, or what people are noticing, what they need. And I love that. Like, I love the idea of, what do you need? And there's no dumb questions, right? Because everyone needs something. So that's quite exciting. And that is me. And then I'm happy. I'm doing floral arrangements with my friend Andrew. Now, his mum died, and we're going to create some beautiful, bear with, plastic floral arrangements that are going to be at her, where her cremation plaque, the cremation plaque. So where she is going to be remembered. And there's a beautiful plaque that he's had made, and he's like, we need some flowers. And he lives a couple of hours away from where the cemetery is. And I'm like, yeah, what do we need? What's the brief? And he said, I want them to be so fabulous. I want them to be seen from the moon. Well, fuck, can you imagine me with that sort of a brief? So anyway, we've been buying all these cool flowers in all her favourite colours, and they're plastic, so they're not that papery shit that's going to just dissolve that silk stuff. Well, it's not even silk, it's just, right, it's just that $2 shop shit. This is actual, quite spiky plastic, and in all these beautiful colours, and she was really into, like, cottage gardens, so we found beautiful, like, blue and lavenders and gorgeous things. So excited. So we're going to be making those. We're going to be concreting them into some urns, and then we're going to be concreting them up, like, no more nails and all that shit. We're going to be going hard with the tools. So that's exciting. Making beautiful flowers to honour my friend's mum. I love honouring dead people. I just think, you know, dead people, it's so great, isn't it? I think we can all live better for having known. And my weekend's going to be better because I'm going to get an opportunity to honour this woman and just spend a couple of hours talking about her. What was she into? What was she not? And I really, like, I was talking to a friend last week about this, that I don't know who said it, but someone famous said that we die twice. We die the first time when our heart stops beating, and the second time we die is when people don't no longer mention our name, when they stop talking about us. So I'm going to be talking about Sally all weekend, and that's going to keep her little spirit alive, and she's going to be so happy. So that is that. I'm quite looking forward to some downtime at home because I have been on the travel. Whew, me and Air New Zealand, we're best mates. So I've been here, there and everywhere, and it's going to be very nice to hang out with my wee dog and my pussycats and just spend some time without dashing around. So that's exciting. I'm also going home to tidy up my office because it's a bit of a schmozzle and it's got a bit overwhelmed. I made a little deal with myself and I've let myself down. I've let myself down in March because I just got busy, and then traveling, I went, nah, I'll leave it. And now I suspect when I get home tonight, it's a mess. So we're just going to tidy that up. We'll fix the office. So that's what we're going to do. And I hope you have a great week. I hope you've got some things planned. I'm just going to be very present with my mentees and who I'm working on helping them, and really present on what they need. That's what I'm going to do. Then I'm going to do a little bit of tidying. I'm still working on my needle painting. I'll be posting it on the Instagram soon. It's like an artwork with stitches. Stitching artwork, and I'm doing a special gift for my aunt, and I'm very excited about it, but it's a secret, so I can't post it yet. And I'm fucking happy. Oh my god, I spent 3 hours on the plane on the way over just stabbing fabric. Like, what are you doing that makes you happy? What's a creative project you could do? And the thing is, just do something. The other day I bought crayons and just drew flowers with crayons. How much fun was that? And I think I'm really into doing creative things at the moment with no outcome, with no like, this has to be beautiful. Just drawing, you know, when you're a little kid and someone said, draw a tree, draw a bird, just do that and just laugh. It's just funny. Draw a weird portrait of yourself. Just doing fun stuff that just means that you're not overthinking, you're not cleaning, you're not on your phone, you're not worrying, you're not stressing. You're just doing something creative. So that's me. I saw lots of beautiful flowers and I, while I was in the Blue Mountains. So I'm going to go home and draw all of them. So there you go. Thanks for catching up with me. I hope your week is amazing. And if you were at the International Women's Day yesterday, I just want to say a big thank you for coming along because, oh my God, it was amazing. It was really amazing. My heart is full. Happy International Women's Weekend and have a great week. See you soon.